103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Or 3.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for a Friday afternoon, repeated Mondays at 12:30 here on Dublin City FM. Well, it's another wonderful Friday, and again, The Sod Show is without its anchor and host, Peter Donegan. I think we need to do a missing persons announcement. Has anybody seen or heard from Peter Donegan in the Ballybuckle area of North County Dublin? Please get in touch with his co-hosts, because we are getting concerned and worried for his whereabouts. No, we're not really. We know exactly where he is and what he's doing, and he'll be back on this said radio show next Friday with an interview on the opening of Bloom 2013. He'll be talking with Gary Graham from Bord Bia. It's The Sod Show, brought to you in association with greensacks.ie. Compostable bags for home and garden are continued sponsors. And thanks to them for sponsoring the show here on Dublin City FM. This week, we are going to Paris Court Gardens. And Sod Show reporter David Corscadden is taking his audio boom microphone around the gardens and basically giving us an audio tour guide of what he sees. If you're listening on podcast, press pause now, go down to your local garden centre, or actually go to your local hardware and get a Dulux colour chart, because David's descriptions come with warning: heavy use of colour description. So you might need a colour card and chart to work against. A cacophony of colour, a riot of colour is described in today's show. And we're also going to mention of Grace Kelly, Princess Grace, coming up later. Let's go to Paris Court and David Corscadden.
Hey everyone, this is David. Well, I said I would give Peter a break from talking, and I would take my very first opportunity to do a show all by myself. So I've been thinking for the past couple of days, where could I do my first show? Where could I start off with a bang? And I decided that I would hop in the car and head off to the Wicklow Mountains and go visit Paris Court. Now, I've come here for two reasons. I do a blog for Paris Court, and it's all about my journey kind of around the gardens, exploring all the hidden gems that the gardens have to offer. And second reason I'm here today is because of the Tulip Festival. And the Tulip Festival in Paris Court, it's a pretty big deal. There's over 10,000 tulips all on show at the moment. And so you can kind of imagine the sights that I'm seeing now as I stand at the house looking out over the Italian gardens and towards the Sugarloaf Mountains in the distance. Place is just awash with colour. I suppose for those of you who aren't too familiar with Paris Court, they're set in the very picturesque Wicklow Mountains, and they were the main gardens date back to around the 19th century, and that's when I suppose he's one of the most famous Irish architects, Daniel Robertson, designed the gardens. One of the most interesting things I found about Robertson when I was in college studying him was that he suffered from gout. So when the gardens were being built, he had to be carried around the gardens to inspect the work in a wheelbarrow. And apparently he was fond of a drop of sherry. So when he'd come into the garden, he would have a bottle of sherry, and people would have his attention until the sherry ran out. And as soon as it ran out, his job was done and he'd go again. But if you have a look around here, especially when you first walk out the doors, you kind of get an idea of the amount of detail and the craftsmanship that went into the garden, especially the Italian garden, which I'll come back to, the terracing and all the stonework. It's quite a sight to see as you stand here looking out over it all. So as every gardener out there kind of knows at this stage, nature is a bit behind itself this year compared to last year. The bad weather hasn't really helped all the spring bulbs to come into flower. But past few weeks have been pretty good, and now everywhere seems to be awash with spring colour. Here at Powers Court, it's literally a riot of colour, if only you could see it. Everywhere is covered in buds, and I suppose the most important thing that I'm here to see today is all the tulips, which are literally just an explosion of colour, especially here in the memorial garden that I've just walked into. It's done up into different beds, and main colours here, the reds and oranges. I must say it's kind of quite striking to stand here and just look out at them all. Big mass plantings of them. And the area is going to be covered in, I'd say, a couple of weeks' time, it'll be covered in roses. There are rose bushes at the moment are just a mass of green shoots. So I'd say a couple of weeks' time here will be just amazing when it's covered in roses. Now, the rose bushes and all the tulips aside, I think when you walk into the memorial garden and then on into the wall garden, the first thing you should really look at are all the gates. In total, there's four gates that you'll walk through. But the first one you walk through from the Italian garden into the memorial garden is the chorus gate, which I think is one of the spectacular gates here. And it's covered in little emblems of faces playing trumpets. That's kind of the big welcome into the gardens here. And now I think if you do come into the memorial garden, the first thing you have to do is just bypass all the plants and just keep walking straight, and you'll walk to the Bamberg gate, which it has a bit of a kind of Alice in Wonderland effect to it, because as you walk up towards it, it focuses your eyes dead straight ahead, and you'll see through the gates there's a statue at the end of an avenue that's lined with monkey puzzles, and it's just kind of a great optical illusion as you walk up to it. So as soon as you've had a good look around the Bamberg gate and off into the distance beyond it, I think I'll allow you now to go have a good look around the memorial garden at all the plants that are on offer. And as soon as you've had a good look around here, I think it's a good idea to stand with your back to the memorial and look straight down towards the dolphin pond, because you get a great view straight through the walled garden and along the herbaceous border straight to the dolphin pond and off into the distance. You can get slight glimpses of the Sugarloaf Mountain as well. It's quite a view, so I'd make sure to kind of stop there for a moment and get a few photos. So now I'm in the walled garden, and I've just walked through another set of pretty impressive gates. This time the gates are covered in vine motifs, and they've pretty impressive sets of grapes on them, and it's pretty much nod back to the former use of the walled garden, which would have been a kitchen garden, would have supplied the house with all the fruit and vegetables that it would have needed. But now it's just an ornamental garden. It has the herbaceous border in it, and then around the sides of the garden there's a few kind of notes towards its former use, with the fruit trees that are grown up along the walls. Most of them now are in full bloom, covered in pink and white flowers. And underneath it, there's kind of an extension of the herbaceous borders, a lot of kind of cottage plants. And there is, of course, some lovely tulips dotted around here. I think the best display, though, has to be along the main herbaceous border, which just covered in colour at the moment. You wouldn't think a herbaceous border would be that interesting this time of the year, but it's suddenly exploded in growth and all the tulips are just sitting to attention at the moment. Now, I don't think you could call into the walled garden without noticing the pretty spectacular herbaceous border. It's one of the longest herbaceous borders in Ireland, and it's just covered in plants. And at the moment, it's just awash with colour from all the tulips. I think this is the most spectacular place to go and see the tulips because there's just so many dotted around, and it's the best place to go and see all different coloured tulips that they have on offer. One of my particular favourites is the almost burnt orange coloured tulip. I don't know the name, but I'll try and have a look around for a name tag in a minute. But the herbaceous border, even at this time of the year, it's a great place to get some inspiration for your own garden, see as the plants develop and mature. So I'm pretty much finished now with the herbaceous borders. So I'm going to head on through the final set of gates now, which are the English gates. Now, a lot of people might think they're not as spectacular as the other gates that are in the walled garden, but I think they're quite a fitting exit to go through and go off to explore the rest of the grounds around Powers Court. So I'm going to head off now, have a walk around the Dolphin Pond. So I'll send it back to you now, Brian.
Thanks, David. All it needs is now make your way to the next marker to begin the next chapter in your audio tour guide. It's absolutely wonderful. You should go to Powers Court Gardens. Get out of the city this weekend. Bloom is next weekend. This weekend, go somewhere nice. Go to Powers Court Gardens and enjoy what has been described here on the radio in living colour, in the fresh air. Go do it. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for Friday, and Song of the Week. With no connection whatsoever to anything to do with the show today, or gardening in general, let's have a listen to Cœur de Pirate and Comme des Enfants.
Comme tout ce mal, les du cœur à tes lèvres, je deviens un casse-tête. Ton rire me crie de te lâcher avant de perdre prise et d'abandonner. Car je ne t'en demanderai jamais autant. Déjà que tu me traites comme un grand enfant, et nous n'avons plus rien à risquer à part nos vies qu'on laisse de côté. Et il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime encore. Et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. C'en est assez de citer doublement, c'est plus dur à faire qu'autrement. Car sans rire, c'est plus facile de rêver à ce qu'on ne pourra jamais plus toucher. Et on se prend la main comme des enfants, le bonheur ou l'œuvre un peu naïvement. Et on marche ensemble d'un pas décidé alors que nos têtes nous crient de tout. Il m'aime encore, et toi tu m'aimes un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Et malgré ça, il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort.
Cœur de Pirate on Dublin City FM 103.2, the Sod Show podcast, available from tea time on Friday at www.sodshow.com. Contact us on Twitter at Sodshow and check us out on the Facebook, facebook.com/thesodshow. In a moment, we'll go back to David Corscadden, who is in Paris Court Gardens this week doing a tour through the wonderful colour that he can see described through the wonderful medium of colour, the radio, because we have the imagination to do it. Before we go back there, I want to tell you about the Garden Group, the Garden Walk, Biodiversity Week 2013. It's happening Sunday, 19th of May at 1 p.m. Meet at O'Connor's Pub, Ballybuckle. 1.5 hours is the duration. What's it all about? It's taking part in National Biodiversity Week 2013. And for booking, just turn up. But if you want to check out more details about it, check out Peter's blog, donneganlandscaping.com/blog, and all the details are there for you. Sunday, 1 p.m, O'Connor's, in the centre of Ballybuckle, if you want to take part in that. Now, we promise, let's go back to Paris Court Gardens.
So now I am just down around the dolphin pond, and you might just be able to hear in the background the water splashing off the pool. And come midsummer, it's just going to be awash with irises and also some lilies. So it'll be quite a sight in a couple of weeks' time. So now I'm going to head down the gravel path, and I'm going to head towards the rhododendrons. And just as I'm walking down the path here, you get a great waft of garlic, and it's from the masses of wild garlic that are on the slopes here. Now, if anyone follows me on Twitter or has been on my blog, you'll notice I'm slightly obsessed with wild garlic this season, and it's a great collection here. It's all just about to burst into flower at the moment, so it's quite a sight. So spring at Paris Court isn't just about tulips. There's some great displays of colour and seasonal interest down along the rhododendron walk, which I'm currently just walking under a pretty magnificent scarlet rhododendron, but I don't think that one could outdo one of my personal favourites. It's a lovely lilac, almost blue-coloured rhododendron that's just below the dolphin pond. So make sure you go check that one out. And so now I've just walked through the rhododendron walk. I'm just standing in a bit of a clearing underneath a pretty spectacular beech tree. I'm just looking out over the Sugarloaf Mountain. And as you stand here, you get a great view across kind of adjacent farmland and some great patches of wild gorse. So the fields are kind of dotted with big clumps of neon yellow. And then as you turn back towards the path, kind of there's a great collection of wild primroses underneath the beech tree, so it's quite a sight. So make sure you kind of wander off the beaten track a bit and have a look around at all the wildlife around. Okay, so I've just walked on a bit now, and I'm just standing up above the Japanese garden. And if you do find yourself here in the next week or so, definitely call into the Japanese garden, because it's just spectacular at the moment. It's just a sea of white from above, from the brilliant mature magnolia tree right down to the cherry trees off in the distance. And then in between that, you just have the Japanese maples, which are coming into flower at the moment with their kind of burgundy coloured leaves. It's quite a sight to see from up above in particular. Now, of course, don't just look at the Japanese garden from above. Make sure to go down into it. Follow the water reel down through the grotto and then off into the gardens themselves. there's some spectacular plants down around the pavilion. So she look out for the skunk cabbage, which is a new plant to me, but it's quite interesting. It's kind of lush green leaves and then a neon yellow flower to it. And make sure to kind of walk underneath the cherry trees in the far end and have a good look around. There's quite a sight down there, looking up through the kind of masses of white flowers. And of course, there's my favourite wild garlic. There's a great clump of wild garlic down underneath. Quite a mature Japanese maple. So it's quite a sight, the red foliage up above, and then all the flower heads of the wild garlic just starting to open underneath it. It's a great place to kind of practice your photography. I've been having great fun at the moment trying to capture all the different sites, and I'll try and get a few what I've been rambling on about for the past while. So I've just walked out of the Japanese gardens, and I'm just walking underneath a towering oak tree towards the Triton Lake. And now the Triton Lake would be one of the most iconic images people would have of Powers Court. It's right in the centre of the gardens, and at the moment, with the good weather, it is the busiest spot in the garden because there's so many people sitting around it, enjoying the good weather, having a picnic, and kind of just absorbing the very tranquil atmosphere that there is around the lake at the moment. I suppose the most important part of the lake for plant lovers like myself is all the water lilies. At the moment, there's just a scattering of leaves up above the surface, but by midsummer, the place will just be awash with leaves and beautiful flowers as well. So now I'm just going to head towards the Italian garden and past two of the most iconic statues in the garden. They will be the winged horses, and they're some of the most interesting ones as well, because compared to the rest of the statues, which are mostly bronze or made of stone, these two are made of zinc, so they're a bit different to look at. So I'm going to head up that way now. Okay, well, I will be the first to admit I am out of shape. It took me a lot longer than I expected to make it up to the Italian garden, up all the steps, but finally made it, slightly out of breath, but I got there in the end. And now here is, yet again, just covered in tulips at the moment. There's some lovely pale pink tulips in all the beds here. And off in the distance, just at the side of the Italian garden, you can just see the faint outline of a shamrock that would have been brilliant yellow colour a couple of weeks ago when all the daffodils were out around St. Patrick's Day, but you can still see the kind of faint outline of it from all the leaves. But I don't think many people would be looking over that far now when they have all the tulips to look at. And just as you're walking back up towards the house, one of the most interesting parts is the collection of urns. As you walk up the path, these are all bronze urns, and they're all modelled on urns that were worn in Versailles. They're quite spectacular. So I'm just sitting here at the very top of the Italian garden now, and I just said I'd point out something a bit interesting to you. Off in the distance, just along the exterior wall of the walled garden, there's a liquid amber tree. Now, I know you're wondering, why am I pointing out a liquid amber tree to you all when it's surrounded by towering redwoods? But bear with me, it has an interesting story to it. It was planted by Princess Grace of Monaco, who came to the gardens, I think, in the 70s. But besides from that, it is also, it's slightly confused by the strange weather we've been having of late. Unlike most deciduous trees that lose their leaves in autumn, and particularly liquid amber trees put on a spectacular display in autumn as they shed their leaves, but this particular one decided to keep all its leaves during winter, and so is still covered in amber leaves at the moment. I think it kind of just goes to show the strange weather we've been having at the moment and its effect on nature and plants. And I suppose that's really it for my journey around Powers Court today. Hopefully you've had interesting time listening to me ramble on about all there is to see here, in particular the great displays of tulips. So I think I'm going to head back into the house now, treat myself to a cup of tea, and might just splurge on a nice cake for myself as well, give Peter something to complain about. He always seems to be giving out about me and my cakes. And I'll hand it back to Brian now, and I'll talk to you all very soon. See you.
Thanks, David. I definitely have to go and check it out, having listened to that. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show, and we're available at Sod Show on Twitter, sodshow.com for more details. David's available at David Corscadden on Twitter, and he also has a blog, beyondthewildgarden.wordpress.com. Well worth a read. Don't forget the garden walk, Ballybuckle, 1 p.m. on Sunday, May the 19th. No admission fee. Part of Biodiversity Week 2013. Where do you go to check out more details? DonaghanLandscaping.com/blog. Peter Donegan is back in the chair next Friday on The Sod Show as Bloom 2013 opens. Peter will be talking to Gary Graham from Bord Bia. I think it's the third year running on The Sod Show that we are talking to the man who is setting up the biggest garden expo that happens annually here in Ireland, which is Bloom. Until next Friday at 3, from myself, Brian Green, and all the crew behind the scenes at The Sod Show and at Dublin City FM, have a wonderful week, with thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on www.greensacks.ie. Take care, have a great week, bye bye.